rise up. Whoa, not gonna give up. Whoa, we're gonna rise up. Whoa. Welcome to Rise Up, hosted by me, Steve Collum. I'm so glad you're here today because we're going to be talking about something that really comes up. It comes up once a year for everybody, but then I always encourage people that this is something you need to address every month or whenever you feel like you're getting overwhelmed. And you know, it's really about focusing on the first thing. And I'm going to kind of break that down and kind of share how I kind of and what my philosophy on this is, and as we go. But just before we do, I just want to let you know this might be the first time you've listened to this podcast. It takes time, money, and energy to get this podcast out there, to share light into this world. So please consider being a partner. Please consider being a sponsor, a supporter of this show. You can go over to patreon.com/Steve Collum, and the link is actually in the show notes, so you can check that out there if you want to go there directly. And consider being a partner, consider being a sponsor, consider making a donation there, and it all helps keep this podcast running and sharing the light and sharing these positive inspirational stories and motivational messages out there into the world. So today we're going to be talking about focusing on the first thing. Now, what I mean by that, because it's kind of a little bit, what are you talking about, Steve? What? It's a little bit vague, but focus on the first thing on your list. And so I know that's kind of easier said than done, or that's just like, well, duh, of course you go down the list. But the thing is, we're talking about here, when you get overwhelmed, when you want to try and you feel like maybe you're not making the progress that you want to, or you're not reaching those goals, or you're not where you want to be. I'm sure all of us are very similar like that, where it's like, yeah, we're thankful and about where, you know, thank goodness we're not where we were years ago, but we're not where we would like to be. There's always another level. There's always that next step. There's always that next thing that we dream about, or the next level that we want to go to. And these are the steps, what I'm going to share today, this is the steps that will really get you there. These are the steps that will take you to that next level and not let time just go by and you're looking back and being like, wow, I haven't done anything, or what did I even get done this weekend, or what did I even, last month, or is this the middle of the year already, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, I want to encourage you, you know, that with goals, you know, when people talk about goals, you know, usually people talk about the goals at the start of the year, or, you know, at the end of the year, or entering the beginning of the year. And they're like, I want to do this. I want to lose this amount of weight. You know, I want to have this much money saved. I want to do this. And they write those goals down and they never really look back at them. And I think that's kind of, it's okay. It's one little part, but I actually feel like it's way more important to address your goals and address your dreams and the things on your list on a daily basis, in a micro level, where you're focusing on it like every single day or every week, where you're. And this is especially important to do when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel like, oh, I didn't get anything done, or didn't get. Usually when you say that, when you look back at last week or last month, and you think, or you say out loud, or say to yourself, I didn't get anything done. That's actually technically not true, because you did get stuff done, but you didn't get the stuff that was important done, the stuff that's important to you. You didn't get that stuff done. And so let's break that down. And why didn't you maybe get those important steps down is because maybe there's a little bit of procrastination, or maybe you did the easier jobs, or maybe you did the things they really should have been on, on your list. They should have been the ninth or the 10th or the 11th thing to do. But you put them up first, or you did them first. Maybe you didn't even have that list. And I just think it's so important to, especially when you're getting overwhelmed, or especially if you're serious about reaching your goals, if you're serious about going to that next level, you've got to do this. You've got to go ahead and you've got to write down, what is your priority? What is your number one thing you want out of life, or to get out of the situation that you're in, or to go to that next level? Maybe the number one thing is losing that weight, because you know that's the wrong direction. You know, that's not health and you're trying to do that. Put that at the number one. Put that at the top of the list. Maybe it's physical exercise. Maybe it's going to the gym. Maybe it's saving a few dollars or something there. Maybe you're someone who buys a Starbucks every day or something like that. And maybe that's one thing you can put on your list and be like, no, I'm not going to get my morning coffee there, or whatever it is. And I'm just saying some things out there that could be possibly, but you know exactly, as I'm saying this, you know exactly the things that are the biggest priority to you. Maybe, I talk to a lot of my students, a lot of my production music and how to record music, all that kind of thing in my courses. I talk to my students about showing up and learning your recording system, learning your DAW, which stands for Digital Audio Workstation, learning that. And I tell them, do that, find that time every day, just show up for that, like, even if it's 15 minutes, even if it's just 30 minutes, but show up and just keep tweaking away, keep doing it. Because if that's, my students sign up to my course and that's what they want to do, they want to learn to record their stuff, they want to get those placements, they want to be successful, they want to have those royalties coming in. And so that these are the steps they need to do. That is the number one thing. And for me, and here's a little story for you guys, for me personally, it's one of the thing on the top of my list is singing. I want to become a better singer and I want to keep on top of my vocals. For anybody who doesn't sing out there, it's the same as anything else. You get very, very rusty at it. And, when you first wake up in the morning, you've got that, oh, I don't want to get out of bed kind of croaky sound. And it's the same with singing. You need to stretch that. You need to keep working on that. And so, it's your vocals are just, it's quite interesting, and I don't want to go down this rabbit trail, but vocals is it's an instrument. It's not like a guitar or a piano. It's actually an alive instrument. It's alive. This is an actual instrument that's alive. So it's really fascinating. But one of the things, you just have to keep on it. You have to keep, doing those exercises. You have to keep, practicing those scales and that kind of thing. And that is one thing that I want to get better at. I want to keep recording my songs and keep singing for years and decades and decades. And I want to have the best voice I possibly can. So guess what? I set my timer for 15 minutes and I do my singing scales and I do my practice. And so that is one of the things on the top of my list. And it's a funny little thing, but you got to do whatever you got to do to convince your brain to show up and fulfill these things on the list. One of the things I do is I give myself a big thumbs up on, so on my phone, I have the list. I have, practice my singing, and then I have get back to emails or whatever it is, work on that song, work on that collaboration song. So I have a list of the things that I need to do and the number one things that I need to do. And after I do them, I give myself a big emoji thumbs up, maybe a smiley face. And then at the end of the day, I can look back and be like, I got those things done. Those were very important to me and I got them done. And then you'll find what will end up happening is you'll look back and you look back a week or a month and you will actually be doing the most important things to you. You will be focusing on the first thing. Now, another little story, another little thing that, and I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about, but... or maybe you don't, or you probably do. Or if you're like me, you might be able to relate to this story. So one of the things that happens very easy is you have a list of things to do and you're like, okay, I've got to get these stuff done. And they all are important. Like, you have these important things. And then what you do is you sit down at your desk or, you're just about to start. And then it's so easy to get distracted. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to work better if I clean up my studio, if I just start cleaning up, if I clean up my desk, if I start, and then one thing goes to the other and you're like, oh, you know what? I really need to do a deep clean here, or maybe I should go over there and really focus on, maybe I'll look up a website on what the best way is to clean, or what's the best way to or do all your file organization. And then you just go down this rabbit trail, and then, and you might be smiling now knowing, hey, I've done that before. Or maybe you've like, okay, I'm going to get this, and this done. And then you're like, oh, and then you start cleaning the house, or you're finding yourself procrastinating, or you're distracting yourself subconsciously because, you know, this list is, maybe you're afraid of what's on the list. Maybe the list is to contact somebody and you're like, you're just putting it off, and you know that you need to do that, but you're just putting it off. And you've got to look at the bigger picture and just see that if you don't do that thing, what is going to be the end result after a month, after 2 months, after a year? And another great example of is going to the gym. I find that I never do my stretches or go to the gym if I don't do it first thing in the morning. So about every couple of days, 2 or 3 days, I show up and I go to the gym, I do my stretching, and I do it first thing in the morning. And I know, but as I'm going to sleep the night before, I know that's what I'm doing tomorrow. That's the first thing I'm going to do, because it's important. Otherwise, you don't get it done. You know, when you first wake up in the morning, you've got so much more energy. This is the time where you can get the most important things done. And so, awesome, guys. So I just wanted to jump on and encourage you and tell you or encourage you or say to you, you know, go ahead and put that, write that list, do that list, write down what is your number one thing? What is going to make a difference in your life? What is the big thing that you want and you need to do? And put that at the top of your list and do that first, because then you won't look back in a month's time and be like, oh, I didn't get anything done, or I feel like I didn't do anything, or I feel this life is passing me by. You won't feel those things. You can look back and be like, look how many thumbs ups I have. Like, well, I'm doing a great job. I'm doing the things that are most important. And so awesome, guys. Again, you know, if this is the first time you've listened to this podcast, or maybe it's not the first time, but this is the time where you're like, I'm going to support what Steve's doing here. Head over to patreon.com/Steve Collum and consider being a partner, consider being sponsoring a show. And awesome, guys. And so I hope you have a wonderful day, the rest of your day, and I will see you in the next one. All right, bye. Rise up, yeah. Oh.